The Menu of Happiness by Hisashi Kashiwai, read by Hanako Footman. Chapter 1. Kake Soba. 1. When Sakyo Kataoka stepped off the train at Karasuma Station in central Kyoto, he found himself underground and with a decision to make. Should he go up to ground level and walk, or change onto the subway? After much deliberation, Sakyo opted for the former. A professional dancer, he carried himself gracefully, skipping every other step as he ascended the long flight of stairs. Leaving the station via exit number 5, he found himself at the junction between Karasuma-dori and Bukoji-dori. Judging from the dark blanket of cloud above, it was going to start snowing any minute. Sakyo turned up the collar of his coat. "Excuse me," he said to a businessman waiting to cross the road. "Which way is Shomen-dori?"
"You mean down by Ohigashi-san?"
The man's rough tone seemed somewhat at odds with his well-tailored suit. "Ohigashi-san, is that the same as Higashi Honganji Temple?"
"Course it is."
"Then yes, that's where I'm trying to get to."
"If I were you, I'd take the metro to Kyoto Station, then the underground passage, as far as Shichido."
"Right. The thing is, I actually just got off the train here, so I was thinking of walking."
"That's quite a walk."
The businessman eyed Sakyo's delicate frame.
"Sure you'll manage?"
"I'm stronger than I look, I promise." Sakyo threw himself into a lunge as if to demonstrate.
"I'll be fine on foot. Guess it might warm you up at least. You want to head south down Karasuma, cross Gojo, then it's left at the 4th set of traffic lights, just in front of Ohigashi-san."
It seemed that in Kyoto, even the businessmen spoke in dialect rather than standard Japanese. Maybe that wasn't so surprising, but Sakyo couldn't help feeling oddly impressed.
"Thank you."
He walked south, down Karasuma-dori, as instructed, eventually reaching the wide avenue of Gojo-dori. At the crossing, he rocked onto his tiptoes and hummed as he waited. An elderly couple gave him a bemused look. Just before the signal turned green, an appetizing fragrance wafted over from a nearby hamburger restaurant. Sakyo swallowed the saliva that formed in his mouth and tried to ignore his growling stomach. At the 4th set of traffic lights, after Gojo-dori, he spotted Higashi Honganji Temple on the right, or Ohigashi-san, as the businessman had called it. He turned left as instructed and found himself on Shomen-dori. Soon enough, he was standing in front of a detached, two-story building. With its nondescript, mortar facade, it didn't look like a restaurant at all. No Noren curtain, no sign. And yet, he could definitely smell something promising. It was all just as he'd been told. He slid the door open a crack, and peering inside, called out, "Hello?"
"Hi there,"
replied a woman clad in a black sommelier's apron.
"Can I come in?"
"Please," replied the woman, pulling the door wide open.
"You must be Koishi Kamogawa."
"That's me." She sounded a little startled.
"Right," said Sakyo, removing his red puffer jacket. "That makes sense. I was told to look out for the charming young detective, see?"
Koishi blushed. "Flattery will get you everywhere."
"I didn't make a reservation, I'm afraid. Any chance of something to eat?"
Sakyo patted his grumbling stomach.
"Certainly,"
came the voice of Nagare Kamogawa, emerging from the kitchen in his chef's whites.
"If you don't mind leaving the menu up to me, that is."
"Sounds perfect.
Anything you don't eat?"
"Nothing at all."
"Then just give me a moment."
As Nagare returned to the kitchen, Sakyo sat down on one of the folding chairs at a table and began tapping away at his phone.
"So," said Koishi, carefully wiping the table down, "I assume you're not just here to fill your stomach."